You're listening to the Mind Your Own Dog Business podcast. I'm your host, leading expert in dog business strategist, Kristen Lee. Guys, get ready for your journey. Your journey to cutting-edge marketing and sales, creating a standout, kick-ass dog business brand, along with mastering your mindset that's going to smash all of those glass ceilings that have been holding you back and catapult your dog business to the next level with actionable steps you can take right away. We're going to empower you. We're going to grow you as you step into your authentic self, not only as a dog trainer, dog walker, or whatever slice of the pet industry you find yourself in, but as that badass entrepreneur. My mission is to disrupt the current norm, cut through the noise, cut through the bullshit, and empower the incredible women of the dog business industry to step into the spotlight, reclaim control, and transform not only their businesses, but their lives. It's real. It's raw, it's uncensored, and it's what this dog business industry needs. Let's do this, guys. Roses are red, violets are blue, puppies fucking suck, but how are you? Holy shit. Welcome back, my amazing dear listeners of the Mind Your Own Dog Business podcast. I'm back, everybody. Well, I should say we're back, everybody. Hello, hello. The episode you've been all waiting for, all the ones that you've been waiting for, because all of you have been patiently waiting for a new episode. And I'm excited to be here. I hope you're excited to be here. And mostly, thank you for being here. I know it's been a long time since our last episode. I think the last episode was either in like September or October. This shows how long ago I've done an episode. I'm like, when was the last episode? I think it was like September or October. I don't know. It is what it is. It's neither here nor there. But what matters is that you're spending some time with me, and I am so truly grateful and honored to be listening, or actually have you listening to this episode. So originally, I was just going to roll out a whole bunch of fucking episodes and be like, boom, 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 y'all requested, here you go, here you go. But I was like, you know what? That's actually doing a disservice, because I think we all need some updates and some check-ins, especially with you all. Like, it's been an interesting, I don't want to say necessarily rough, but it's been an interesting year in the dog training industry. I mean, like, fuck, can you even believe, like, the panini? I don't want to say the other word because I don't want to get censored here, but can you believe that was like over 3 years ago? And like 3 years ago today, we were in the fucking thick of it. Man, I remember that. Like, we had like 100 new school students in. There was so much shit going on in the background at dog business school. Like, we had crazy ex-clients harassing us. Maggie was going through a divorce. I was going through some personal shit with my soul dog who was like actively dying. And of course, just the world was like imploding. It was just, and Joe Exotic was on the fucking table. It was an interesting freaking time. Anyway, so I just want to check in and see how everybody's doing. I mean, even in the last year, things have been really interesting in the dog training industry. Like, a whole bunch of new dog trainer social media wars of basically little people with big feelings. Oh, buddies with big feelings throwing collective dog poop over each other's fences. I mean, all these new wannabe business coaches that are popping up. I mean, the people that have been in other industries and are like, ooh, look. And look at this fast-growing industry. I might as well put my fucking nose in the game here and try to make money off these individuals, even though I'm coming from a different industry and I just want to suck the teat of the dog business industry. To people having a lot of roller coaster rides with their businesses. I've seen a lot of people do really well in the last 12 months. I've seen people that have shut their doors, which has really been sad. So first and foremost, before I tell you what the fuck's going on with dog business school, collectively, how are you? How the fuck are you? Have you asked yourself how you are? Like, maybe in the middle of the night as you're, you know, on your fourth Spike Seltzer, you're like, yeah, I'm doing all right. Or you're freaking rolled up spliff or in your bath. Like, just checking in to make sure you're doing all right. Are you keeping your shit together? If you're not keeping your shit together, I have good news for you on that one. But yeah, like, you doing all right out there? Like, you doing all right out there? I think also in the last year, we've seen a lot of people really get the fucking clear of what they want out of their lives, which is really cool. And I've seen people also, you know, burn it all down, which really hurts. But I've also seen people do really well, like I was mentioning before. But anyway, I just want to check in. Let me know how you're doing. How are you doing? Like, drop me a note at in my Instagram at like at Dog Biscuit. I mean, I might not see it, but I truly, truly want to know how you're all doing. And take a collective pause and, you know, how can me and my team be of service to you? Like, do you need to get your shit together? Because we got you on that one. Yeah, keep listening to the next couple episodes. But like, how can I help you? Like, do you just need like a fucking venting session? Do you need a rage room moment? Oh, got to get to a rage room if you haven't been to one. Anyway, so why have we been quiet at Dog Biz School? Is it because we burned it all down and we have no clients? Is it because we're just shutting the doors because we're so scared of everybody else? Or is it because we've been working on a lot of fucking projects in the background, running massive amounts of retreats and sales retreats with our clients and doing a lot of fucking crazy projects on the side, including organizational management for huge facilities, including what else have we done? Opening other facilities, getting people really fucking squared away when it comes to the future of dog training, which is here. If you don't remember us talking about that in 2019, 2020, the big businesses have their claws in, not just other people, but big businesses are coming for the mom and pop situations. Now, this is not a doomsday thing, like I always mention, but you know, big business is here. And if you're not competing at the level you need to be at, now I'm not saying hustle and grinding, you know, it's going to be a rude awakening for a lot of people in the next 3 to 5 years, because let me say, those big corporate brands are here and they have their feet in the industry. And it's not just in pet food and veterinary services and franchises. There's other spots in here. And we don't say this to be like, oh, this is what we're seeing. No, literally what we've been doing in the last 7 months, 8 months, 9 months, year, fuck, even back in 2020, we've been behind the scenes in these corporate businesses looking at this stuff. So anyway, that's what we've been doing. So we've been working on a lot of amazing and big projects for our clients, including facility. I think I mentioned this before, facility acquisition for a lot of our clients, opening second locations, getting people's teams fucking squared away, implementing new sales systems. It's been insane. It's absolutely been insane, but in a great way. And then in October, we had our first group retreat after, I think it was like 3 years. Yeah, it was October 2020. 2022, we had our first group retreat since a disastrous one in 2019. But that's for the grassroots storybook one day of when we're sitting around at the campfire and we'll read tales from the crypt. So we had that one where a lot of people got super clear on their budgets and their programs and everything else like that. And then about a month ago, we had our sales retreat, our sales light retreat, where we got all of our sales fears and we all made some really good sales with our students and our clients and walked them through the fucking dog school process. Anyway, so that's what we've been doing. So it might look like, you know, the curtains are drawn, the lights are off, you know, we're kind of in our own little gremlin mode here over at Dog School. But I can tell you, we're still the feral raccoons and we are kind of emerging from the back end thing of just helping our clients overall in the industry overall get their fucking shit together. That being said, some personal tea, some personal updates if you all want it. So if you guys don't know, Grassroots is welcome to new additions. The first one came in December. Its name is Betty. She is a fucking pain in the ass working Labrador puppy. So if y'all don't know, I got Ms. Betty back in December. And holy crap, puppies fucking suck. Like, I knew puppies sucked. I've been a multiple puppy owner. I'm telling you, man, these puppies of 2023, they suck. But all in all, she's actually a really great puppy and I'm super proud of her. But man, You know, I got really lucky in the previous years. And listen, I'm not, I, we thought we were prepared with this little gremlin that came home, this little potato gremlin. And yeah, I was really fucking lucky. I was really fucking lucky in the previous years. If you guys didn't know, unfortunately, and I used to make a lot of jokes about him in other episodes, and my students know particularly our little man, our little dude, Rascal, he ended up passing away in November due to kidney failure, renal failure. He was, you know, he had it for about a year and then he quickly progressed. But I mean, he lived 18, 19 years. We're not sure on his date. We didn't get him carbifibrated. We should have. But he was able to celebrate his last birthday at the end of October. And unfortunately, he went downhill pretty fast. So he's at the great beyond with his sister, Bella. And then the other personal update, the other personal dog with school tea is that our founder, my business partner and business wife, officially had the human child, the skin baby, because he's like fur baby, skin baby. Kessler was born in January and he is the other newest addition. And he's so much easier than a puppy. I've come to decide after speaking to Maggie and Jody on baby raisin. So we got Mr. Kessler here in the background. So yeah, I get to meet him next week with a Dog Biz School staff retreat. Anyway, so that's what's been going on at Dog Biz School. I mean, puppies are born, babies were born, working collectively to get everybody's fucking shit together, purchasing facilities, acquisition management, getting, working with corporate, like basically corporate peeps, seeing what the fuck is coming down the pipeline and getting everybody in the industry prepared. And then also laughing at all the drama in the background of, you know, everybody with big, big boy, big buddy feelings on training stuff, which is just always hilarious and other things. Anyway, so that's kind of our update. So like I mentioned before, I don't know if I mentioned this before, I might have. Originally, I was just going to throw out a whole bunch of podcast episodes in one go, okay? But I have them all ready to go. This is the first one. I was like, you know what? Even if you guys don't listen to this, even if it's like one of the lowest rated episodes or lowest listened to episodes, I think you all, you know, needed an update what's going on. Originally, what the plan was, and I did a lot of thinking over this because I know so many listeners enjoy binge podcast episodes. And I used to commit myself like back in the day when, you know, back in the day when I had great aspirations to be doing an episode every like two episodes a week. I always wanted to do like a weekly episode, but I found out and I've seen and heard from a lot of you all that you like to binge these episodes. So I was like, all right, you know what? Let's do seasons. So I was like, all right, let's switch the podcast to seasons. And then I was like, wait, hold on. I talked to the production team. They're like, you're going to screw up the algorithm and your podcast, like listening and everything like that, if you change the seasons and reorder your episodes and whatever. So I'm like, you know what? Fuck it. This is what we're going to do. For the next couple weeks, we are just going to release a whole bunch of episodes. I think we're going to do about maybe 4 minimum, maybe max 8 to 10. So you all can just kind of go and listen to them at your leisure. So anyway, it's going to be exciting. There's a lot of great ones. And then also with the episodes that are coming, I'm doing a series on them, which you're going to want to listen to, especially if you're feeling like you're fucking lost, right? And when I talk about this, it generally comes across as getting your shit together as a dog trainer. So what we're going to be doing, okay, so make sure you listen to the ones after this one, please, 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 is get your fucking shit together. Like, listen, it's 2023. If you've been in business for a couple years, if you've been in business for 10 years, if you are just like, you know what, I can't keep operating the same thing, same way, day in, day out, and it's like Groundhog Day, gotta tell you, it's time to get your fucking shit together, homie. Like, you have to. So what we're gonna do is we're gonna cover whole bunch of straight up strategy, mindset, marketing, programs, pricing, and everything in between, including employees. Because listen, 9 times out of 10, I'm not a huge fan and advocate of giving employee advice over a podcast or even in a consult, like a free consult with us, just because there's so many nuances, there's so many things that are going on that a lot of people do not account for, including HR regulations, violations, state law, federal law, and everything else like that. But I'm doing this with Emily, who Emily is an amazing, amazing, amazing consultant. Y'all might have talked to her before. You've heard her on the podcast, but she's officially joined the team as our HR consultant now. But we've been seeing a whole bunch of people popping in the industry, spouting advice. There's a few people out there spouting advice of really bad employee stuff. And it's dangerous fucking territory. Like, if you follow some really bad employee advice, it can fuck you over tenfold. So I was like, you know what, Maggie, I'm making a call on this. We're going to get Emily on the podcast and we're going to talk about employee stuff. So we're going to talk about hiring and overall employee systems and management and what not the fuck to do when it comes to your employees. So anyway, I'm excited. We're going to get your shit together as a team. And I gathered my team. I was like, okay, what do we need to help the people that aren't in dog business school collectively get the shit together? And yeah, so that's what we're going to be doing. So stay tuned. Episode's coming. And then next week on either May 24th or 25th, I have not decided just yet, but it will be in the notes below by the time this episode drops, that we're going to be together as a team. Again, I got my whole entire team together. We've added a couple new people to our team that I'm incredibly excited for, to help you get your shit together. So we're going to cover all the other things. And then with that session, if you need your questions answered, we'll be there live to help you out, get you a strategy going, get your fucking mind clear, get your programs realigned, get your pricing updated, get you to clear on what direction you want to be going in when it comes to employees, to facilities, to your marketing, and all that bullshit in between. So I'll have the webinar link below. And like I said, we're not selling you shit. It's just an open invitation to help you get your shit together. All right. So that being said, I need to go potty my puppy and feed her lunch. I'm sure Maggie is probably milking herself right now for baby Cass. And yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing everybody in the next couple of days. And drop me a note. Again, let me know how you're doing. And if you need anything in the meantime, feel free to reach out and we'll talk to you soon. Bye. Hey there. Thanks for checking out another episode of the Mind Your Own Dog Business podcast. Mind Your Own Dog Business is hosted by me, Kristen Lee, and produced by the Unicorns over at the Dog Biz School team. For more information on how to get in touch with me, for more information on Dog Biz School, or to learn more on how we can help you with your dog business, feel free to visit our website at dogbizschool.com. Now, if you really enjoyed this episode, do me a favor and leave a 5-star review on Apple. The reason why? Because we want to disrupt more dog training businesses and how people do the business of dogs. Till next time, bye.